Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
BLM implements fire restrictions for Campbell and Sheridan counties effective immediately. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Fire Chief Jeff Bender shared the fire restrictions notice from the BLM Buffalo Field Office at their meeting this week, mandating all public lands in Campbell County now on Stage 1 fire restrictions. Due to the dry conditions and high fire danger, the BLM implemented the fire restrictions effective immediately. The restrictions prohibit building or using fires or campfires outside of specific enclosed or agency-provided setups, smoking except in enclosed vehicles, buildings, or cleared areas, operating chainsaws without proper spark arresters and safety equipment, and using welding equipment or torches without proper safety measures. These restrictions are in addition to the year-round BLM fire prevention rules, including bans on fireworks, incendiary ammunition, burning hazardous materials, operating off-road vehicles without spark arresters, and using explosives. Exemptions apply to authorized personnel and officials performing official duties. If you have any questions about the restrictions, you can contact the BLM Buffalo Field Office or the Campbell County Fire Department. State nonprofits prep for the YO Gives initiative tomorrow. WIO Gives, an initiative of the Wyoming Nonprofit Network, is a statewide 24-hour online fundraising effort designed to bring the state together as one community to raise funds and awareness for Wyoming's nonprofits. Tomorrow, Wednesday, July 10th, they will celebrate two milestones, the 5th annual WIO Gives and Wyoming Statehood Day. Join them in celebrating and honoring the work being done in our communities to enrich our lives every day. With over 380 organizations participating, you can easily find an organization whose mission is important to you. You can donate anytime during the 24-hour period on Wednesday, July 10th through the website. In some cases, your donation may be enhanced by a partner recruited by the nonprofit or boosted by the Hughes Charitable Foundation incentive pool. Incoming donations are showcased on a live ticker. For more information and to donate during the event tomorrow, visit yogives.org. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.